This is Spencer Chase at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here with the Models of Innovation winner for Student Development at the Lemoore FFA chapter from Lemoore, California. And we have Lane Tompkins, the current chapter historian, and Kalina Malat, a past chapter officer. Lane, can you just explain the project a little bit, please?
Our main project is we raise and socialize guide dog puppies for the blind.
All right, and with this, are these guide dogs donated, or are they then sold to the blind?
They are donated to the blind. There is no cost to the blind person at all.
All right, awesome. And Kalina, can you tell me just what it goes into training these guide dogs? Is this a big undertaking for a lot of people in the chapter?
Yes, this undertaking is really huge, specifically for the raiser themselves, because it's really like having a child of your own. You're up throughout the night with it when it's a puppy, and you have to train it and raise it yourself. But it's also a big thing for everyone in the chapter, because we take them to classes, we take them to all our classes in school, and there's actually a class, our vet science class is actually heavily involved in the project, so a lot of our members are involved in each dog.
Okay, and Lane, can you also tell me a little bit about how the dogs are acquired? Are these purchased from local retailers?
Actually, Guide Dogs for the Blind has a raising facility of their own. They breed and raise their own dogs. Sometimes they do international exchange, and they'll breed internationally with other programs as well.
All right, and Lane, can you just tell me what you've gotten out of this experience? I mean, you, obviously this is kind of an undertaking, and it's a great service project helping out those in need. What are you really taking away from this experience?
This experience has really opened my eyes up to not only the blind community, but all kinds of disabled people who have disabilities and need animals for their care to help them.
Okay, and Kalina, what would you say to a chapter thinking about starting a project similar to this, or really a project of any kind?
I would say to not take it lightly. It is a lot of work, and it's very hard, but it's such a great feeling to be able to see these dogs graduate. And there's Guide Dogs for the Blind that we do it through is specifically from San Rafael, California, and in Boring, Oregon. But there's different communities and different programs throughout the United States that they can get involved with and see what their chapter can do.
And Lane, what have you seen for those that are the receivers of the dogs? You know, the blind people that actually do receive the dogs, are they very appreciative to the chapter? What has been the reception that you've got there?
They're extremely, extremely appreciative, because without these dogs, they have to rely on somebody else to take them everywhere. And with these dogs, it allows them to feel like they can do it, like they don't have to be a burden on somebody to take them places. Although they're not a burden, it feels like that to them sometimes, and with a dog, it just makes them very independent.
All right, that was the Models of Innovation winner for Student Development, the Lemoore FFA chapter from Lemoore, California, with Lane Tompkins and Kalina Malat. I am Spencer Chase.